Okay, we are reconvening, I think. And we're taking, this is now agenda item 5, the Forest Trust Lands Advisory Committee testimony today. Commissioner Yamamoto, thank you for coming.
Yes, it's working now.
All right. So Commissioner Yamamoto, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for the time. Good. I hear my microphone is working. Chair Imason, members of the Board of Forestry, for the record, I'm Tillamook County Commissioner Dave Yamamoto, also chair of the Forest Trust Lands Advisory Committee. Thank you for this opportunity to comment today on issues important to the Forest Trust Land counties. At the recent FTLAC meeting held on Friday, April 12th, State Forester Peter Doherty briefed the county commissioners on aspects of the carbon discussion that is currently taking place in the legislature, which is currently known as HB 2020, which is a carbon cap and invest product as it relates to forest trust lands. And there is a relationship with HB 2020 and state forest trust lands. It's clear at this time that we simply do not have any, do not have enough information on how the management of forest trust lands will be impacted by the implementation of HB 2020. It appears that possible forest carbon offsets will continue to be a topic of discussion related to the development of this legislation, and Forest Trust Land Commissioners must be directly involved in this discussion. FTLAC wants to clearly articulate our priorities on the Forest Trust Lands, which is twofold. Number one, returning as much revenue as possible to trust counties, schools, and local service districts. And number two, ensuring the economic and social stability of our counties by retaining jobs in the timber industry. We do not see a scenario where carbon offset revenue can replace that of timber harvest while we continue to maintain our priorities. We are encouraged that ODF is currently developing an assessment of the carbon stored in manufactured wood products so that the accounting of carbon sequestration through the life cycle of all forest products represents a complete picture, not just what is in the forest. We certainly encourage ODF to consider a life cycle analysis, which takes into account a more complete accounting of carbon and the use of wood products, especially in the building trades. If we continue to build with finished forest products, we are not having to build with concrete, steel, or aluminum, and therefore we have an additional benefit to atmospheric carbon balance. We do look forward to the outcome of this assessment. As we have said in the past, jobs in the woods, the mills, and the trucking industry are some of our rural counties' best paying jobs, paying benefited family-supportive wages that contribute significantly to the social stability in rural Oregon. At the last FTLAC meeting, Vice Chair and Coos County Commissioner John Sweet shared some painful news about the recently announced closing of the Georgia-Pacific Forest Products Mill in Coos County and the subsequent loss of 111 family wage jobs. That does not include people working in the forest or the trucking industry. These are simply 111 mill jobs. Commissioner Sweet told us that in the 6 years since he has become county commissioner, the Bureau of Land Management has eliminated regeneration harvest on 60,000 acres of Coos Bay wagon road lands and 150,000 acres of O&C lands in Coos County. The state of Oregon has eliminated harvest on 60,000 acres of Elliott State Forest Common School Funds lands, plus 7,000 acres of Elliott Forest County Trust lands in Coos County. This means in Coos County alone, that is a loss of 277,000 acres of timber harvest. This last week, this last week, one of that county's major employers, Georgia Pacific, shut down their Coos Bay sawmill permanently because of a lack of wood products. Coos County is dependent on natural resources for family wage jobs. Loss of family wage jobs has resulted in Coos County being among the 8 worst counties in Oregon for the incidence of poverty. The frustrations of poverty have driven the rates of substance abuse, spousal abuse, and child abuse to extremely high levels. Last year, the Kids Hope Center, a facility for treating abused children, saw 427 patients. And generally speaking, only one out of every two or three child abuse cases are even reported. The high school graduation rate stands at just 58%. Poverty in Coos County is generational. Coos County is currently heading into the third generation of children who have never seen their parents get up and go to work at 8 a.m. 5 days a week. People have become used to surviving on public handouts and criminal activity. It's not a good scenario in Coos County. I just wish Commissioner Sweet were able to be here today in person to deliver this devastating news so you could hear the dismay in his voice. We all lament this disheartening news coming from Coos County. I would be remiss if I were not to present testimony you have probably heard before concerning your potential actions concerning the marbled murrelet. The technical report presented to you earlier today points to issues known and unknown about this cryptic, secretive bird. The report refers many times to gaps in our knowledge. What is known and reported is that the Oregon population is not decreasing. Rather, it is increasing at 1.8% per year over the past 16 years, which accounts to a 28.8% increase in marbled murrelet population over that period. Trustland counties remain attentive to the updated technical report for the marbled murrelet. Potential future actions taken by the Board of Forestry would affect management of state and county-owned lands along the Oregon coast. We very much appreciate the department clarifying the sparse and conflicting nature of the present data on the murrelet, and we'll continue to monitor the progress as new science is added to the ongoing narrative surrounding the species. It is important to note again that OSU is in the third year of a 10-year study on the marbled murrelet. Because of the uncertainty and gaps in our knowledge, as well as scientific data telling us the population is actually increasing, we feel it important to await the results of the OSU study before jumping to unwarranted conclusions and enacting rules which will have detrimental effects on Forest Trustland counties and its residents. Later this afternoon, you are about to receive an update on the status of the Habitat Conservation Plan and the Forest Management Plan. The Trust counties continue to work with the department on both of these issues, but we do have a hurdle addressing the HCP. I hope you are all aware of the Linn County class action lawsuit and that the trial court has already held that you have contractual obligations to us that cannot be altered without our express consent. Trust County commissioners have been advised by our county councils to be careful in addressing issues which may be relevant to the proceedings in this case, which is scheduled for jury trial beginning in October of this year. ODF has engaged the services of Oregon Consensus and Kearns and West to provide third-party independent facilitation to assist in developing input on the HCP. When Trust County commissioners were approached to participate in a survey and interviews concerning development of an HCP, our county councils again advised us not to participate in this activity. While Trust County commissioners feel it is important to lend our voices to this conversation, we must abide by council recommendations. I need to state here that in the recent past, we had approached the Oregon Department of Forestry and Oregon Justice Department in an attempt to negate this issue by asking that any conversations between ODF and Council of Forest Trustland County Commissioners not be admissible in court for the Linn County class action lawsuit. We were told that despite our offer, OJD would not agree to this action. In an attempt to further a conversation with the department about HCP development, I personally have received permission to accept appointment to the Oregon Department of Forestry HCP Steering Committee or the HCP Scoping Team but I have been told that this is not possible. I will continue my efforts to find a way that trust counties can actively participate in the HCP discussion. Members of the Board of Forestry, as you discuss your actions on carbon sequestration, the forest management plan, habitat conservation plan, and the marbled murrelet, please consider the very real impacts that reducing harvest has on our abilities as a county to finance much-needed government services, our communities, and families in rural Oregon. Thank you so much for your time and attention, and I would be happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you very much.